T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keefe.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to this live reaction to episode 4, season 8 of Game of Thrones. We get Thrones boys, Rich Keefe here, along with Rickon, Von Dickon, Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm feeling just fine, Richard. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. Also, Shime Time Baby. What's up, Shime?
What's going on, everybody? How we doing?
Oh, you know, which is just let me first start out by asking, which one of you cowards shit in my pants?
Best line of the day.
Which is a great line because, there is a line, this isn't a spoiler at this point, but from Endgame where, Ant-Man said someone peed in my pants.
I don't know which one it was, but somebody did. A lot going on, and I'll tell you what, it's sort of at times sort of a slower episode, obviously coming off the Battle of Winterfell, and then they weren't going to just get right into it, but kind of waiting around. But then all of a sudden, when business picked up.
Yes, it did, in a big way.
I just want to immediately say we should pour one out for the homies, because I can only imagine that Rich Keefe was weeping for half
man.
This episode.
It kind of came out of nowhere, and it was hard to see. And it was like one of those things where all of a sudden, whoever Euron Greyjoy apparently is the greatest fucking dragon missile thrower in the history of Game of Thrones, because he got like one shot in the gut, one shot in the wing, one shot through the fucking mouth and head. That was devastating. That was brutal.
Well, let me ask you this. Why didn't, if the dragons are in the air, shouldn't they have seen that?
But weren't they like hidden around the cove?
Okay. Even then, you see them. It's not as if they could just turn those boats 180. Why not just go around them?
But also, what was the plan there?
Yeah,
was
basic there a plan? Maneuvers.
I don't think they were ready. I don't think they were ready for that.
I think what Game of Thrones has taught us, first at the Battle of Bastards and now, is that evasive maneuvers really isn't a thing.
No, there's no patents on either side.
Like Rickon just runs in a straight line. Yeah. The dragons are just flying in straight lines. Nobody's pulling a serpentine dodge and weave. Nope. Like, I don't get it. But it doesn't make sense to me.
What was the plan for Dany and her two dragons? Just to like be like, hey, we're here, and then like dip off? Because
yeah, I don't think they were prepared for the ambush is like the thing.
No,
because I think they were just kind of coming and going to like make camp just outside of King's Landing just to prepare themselves for the holdout.
Yeah, it made little to no sense, but we'll get to everything that happened in there. But that was, I thought really that's the big takeaway is we're down a dragon. We're down to one dragon right now. So like this dragon army is now one. But really, the whole episode is about Dany versus Jon and who is a better fit for the throne. And at this point, nobody wants Dany. Like, I don't even know if Dany wants Dany. Like, no, everybody thinks Dany would be terrible at it and Jon would be the best.
Well, I think Varys is, he said something along the lines of like, we need to worry about her mental state or something.
It was,
like that.
I worry about her state of mind.
Her state of mind. Okay.
Yeah.
I think she's going Mad Queen. She's going to lose it.
Like 100%. I mean, they're really laying it on. And I think I remember when we did our preview episode, Shyam, I think we might have talked about maybe she'll see the ice dragon and that'll set her off. And that didn't. But I think seeing her other dragon get killed and then seeing Missandei at the end, you can just see it in her eyes. Like she's snapped. She has no problem burning 1,000 people now.
She's losing everything she loves. Like first she lost Drogo, then she lost one of her dragons, then she lost Jorah. Now she lost another dragon and Missandei. Like all she has left is Drogon and maybe Jon, and I guess Grey Worm if she loves Grey Worm. And that's it. But that's it. Like she's losing everything she loves, and eventually I think it's just going to drive her over the edge.
And I think it was pretty clear too when they're like celebrating and they're all sitting there and she's looking around and everybody's like at least paired up, if not more, with like people that really enjoy each other's company. And then she's kind of, I mean, she does have Jon, but now she can't stand John, or at least the fact that John has a better claim to the throne than her. She can't let that go.
No, she won't. And they talked about it. There was a great scene with Varys and Tyrion when they were kind of like hashing that whole thing out. And by the way, if you have a secret that now Sansa swore that she wasn't going to tell anybody, and then immediately 180'd on it.
You can't tell Sansa anything.
I'm so mad about that.
And then not only that, you don't spill the beans there, but then you tell Tyrion, who's like the one person you don't tell. Right. And then he tells Varys. Like, what the hell? Terrible.
And although now you're just
the way they keep telling each other, it's like the game of telephone. Like by now, like it's probably all backwards anyway. They're like, John is Robert Baratheon's like brother, and you're like, wait a minute, what? Like, no, that's not right. That's not right. It at all. That can't be it. The secret's out.
Yeah, and the issue too now is you're just giving Varys ammunition to not support Dany anymore. She keeps doing bad things while you have a guy in the wings who technically has a better claim to the throne than she does and who has done nothing but benefit the people around him every move he's made since day one.
Do you think they're doing this right? Because I'm all for Dany like not being the queen at the end of all of this. Do you like how they're doing it, or is it too kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like sudden, like she went like people, it's like it was a good enough build to get to where we are right now with her, mm-hmm. and like the way her character is, or no?
It's weird. I think they're relying now a lot more on the politics of the Game of Thrones than they were on the fantasy aspects. So, you know, you could have utilized the White Walkers and the dragons and things to make it so that it was more of a, you know, your fantastical ending where Jon has to sacrifice Dany in order to save the world. But at this point, we're at the point now where it's all political. There's no fantastical elements. It's literally just a game of chess.
Yeah, and it looks like the person that would be best suited is someone that doesn't even want it, like at all.
And I think like you said, it's good to bring that kind of full circle, because this is what this was about for like the first 3-4 seasons. I mean, I know it started off with like White Walkers and the threat was always there, but it started with King's Landing and what was going on there. So I think bringing it back around towards the end, that's where it ends too. I think that's a great move, and something we knew kind of was coming, but it's also something that is kind of necessary, I think.
You know what I thought? They kind of swerved us a little bit, because again, you go back to that scene where they're all like in like the banquet hall or whatever, like drinking and stuff, and Tormund's telling the story about how Jon like died and came back. And Dany's kind of like looking over there, because like, doesn't she not know that story? And he like purposely like covered it up once when John was like, oh, ha, like, I don't know what they're talking about. Like,
well, when they made Whoopi, she saw his wounds.
All right.
I think so she heard a rumor. Yeah. She heard the rumor and then like saw it.
But he doesn't have a claim to the throne. He's been dead once. Like you can't trust him. He's a zombie person. Yeah. He doesn't count. You can't trust this guy. What about we got the Brienne, Jamie Sacks. Boy.
We've had some pretty awkward sacks.
Yep.
In the last two episodes. And that, again, that's something I just didn't want to see. I didn't want any part of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you don't need to answer, Dave. I think I know where you're going. But Shyam, are you upset that there was not full penetration?
I'm upset I didn't get to see Tormund go full penetration.
Yes.
That's what I'm upset about.
That is a real loss. I
feel like he is swinging around in an axe down there.
Well, he rebounded pretty quickly. So
yes, he did.
I think he did okay too. I think he did all right with that. But I was also confused by Tormund, because I thought he was sort of like in it with this group, but he was like, all right, we beat the Night King. Like, I'm going back up north. You're like, well, we're not really done here. But I guess was that not part of the plan? I thought he was supposed to be with them the whole time.
I guess he just being, I mean, he's more or less the Wildlings leader at this point. Mm-hmm. And I think for him, it was just more so they fought the Night King because it was a matter of survival. And at this point, they don't really care. They could give two shits who sits on the Iron Throne. They just want to go back to the North and live their lives.
And he took Ghost with him too.
He took, which was bullshit. You don't leave.
Fucking.
You go out there. He only looked for the dog for a couple hours.
Miss Lippy, part of the story that I don't really like, he gave up looking after an hour. No, but Ghost, if you're John, how can you not at least go over there and give him like a hug? Like, he didn't even give him a hug.
No.
Kind of like giving the nod. He's like, you know,
He was ripped to shreds too. He's scarred, broken. He lost an ear. And guess what? We didn't see any of that last episode.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Ridiculous.
We did get one last send off to all the people that died last episode, which was like four people, even though they stacked them high on all those haystacks and then they burned them. But one last look at Beric, one last look at Jorah, one last look at little Lady Mormont, one last look at Ed, and one last look at Theon.
It was a good way to burn 10 minutes too.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, hey, literally.
Literally.
We have fun. We have fun on the
We recaps. Have fun here with the wordplay. Yeah. Real wordsmiths.
There was also the part, too, where, well, Bronn. We haven't talked about Bronn yet. That was a major scene where he comes in with the crossbow. And I thought, and maybe I'm obviously wrong, I thought he had more of a connection with those two guys than he clearly lets on.
I think that's why he didn't shoot him. Like, right from the, I was, you know, I was prepared for Jamie not to make it out of that room.
Right.
Especially after you shot the bolt right next to his head.
And I think that was the, you know, I'm more inclined to shoot Jamie because at least Tyrion and he hung out. They were boys for a little while, you know, and he promised him some stuff and he's trying to make him deliver on it. But
I do love how he's like, you broke my nose. He's like, no, I didn't. He's like, I know what a broken nose sounds like. I didn't break your nose.
Yeah.
I have to say though, Highgarden is a high price to pay because there were some theories going around that it's like, all right, if you can you do better than River Run, what's better than a castle? You give him two castles, you give him the twins where the Freys used to live. And like I felt like that was probably a more likely thing. And then he goes and offers Highgarden, which is just bananas.
Does Bronn survive the next two episodes?
Yes.
No.
I think
I think he does.
You do?
I think he does.
I mean, he is a survivor. He's a good fighter. Like he's up there, but
because he played it perfectly too. He's like, I'm gonna leave you guys alone now. I'm gonna keep my crossbow. And he didn't go back to Cersei. Now he's in hiding somewhere. So if Cersei wins, he doesn't lose anything because he didn't kill Jaime and Tyrion. But at the same time, like you know, he doesn't lose where he's at. But if Jaime and Tyrion win, then he gets Highgarden, and it's like a win-win.
Yeah, I think, and if it doesn't look like it's going that way, he just leaves. Like, that's the beauty of Bronn is, like, he doesn't have to be there. Like, he can just leave.
Yeah, know? Right. He can just go in, and he just kind of goes in and out as he pleases. He's and it's funny because he's so different than a character like Varys, and yet he's doing the same stuff. He's just doing it, like, his way, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Not trying to, like, really pick a side, but at the same time, just, you know, as long as he's out on top at the end. What'd you guys think of Sansa this episode? I thought this was a really big Sansa episode.
She kind of pissed me off, man. Kind of pissed me off.
I mean, she let the cat out of the bag with that one thing, but she's also real cold, man. She is cold-blooded.
She's like her mother. Like that's how I felt about like Catelyn Stark at the beginning of the beginning seasons. Like she was just like cold to Jon, cold to, you know, everyone except like Bran, essentially.
Oh my God, Bran's so weird.
And Rob.
He is so creepy.
Bran, man, I can't with Bran, I don't think.
I'm out on Bran. I'm so far out on Bran, it's ridiculous.
I can't like,
we haven't figured out what does he do? Who the hell is he? What is he doing?
Nothing.
Three-eyed Raven.
Point. Nothing.
He's got a good bond with that tree out there, I guess. Like I just,
I don't know. Likes getting high. Like, really good stoner.
I love when people like try to have a conversation with him too, and then they're just like, "Yeah, I don't know, man." And like Tyrion's like, "You're the Lord of Winter. Like, you want that?" He's like, "I don't want anything." And you're like,
"Okay." It's kind of, and he's like looking like he's not. I'm like trying to look into the camera, but like look over it. So he's just like, "I'm not anybody anymore."
What? Like, yeah, and me neither, man. Like,
it's your choice if you
want to. Right, keep going. You never were anybody.
You're like, yeah, I guess we're all kind of just floating in this world, aren't we?
I'm Bran. Going to go now.
Bye, Bran. Bye.
All right, cool, dude.
I haven't walked with anything for a long time.
Oh, my God.
Like, so he's like, they made this wheelchair 125 years ago.
Like, okay.
I happened to like it very much.
Well, you're a real history buff, aren't you? Okay, we'll let you go.
Real history buff, aren't you?
We're going to go ahead and let you go now. No, but Sansa, and then I thought it was a good line, too, where she was saying she wanted to see Cersei die, and now she might not be able to. But, yeah, I mean, Sansa clearly wants Jon in power, or is part of it, does she want herself in power?
I think she wants family in power because I think she knows that, like, ultimately at the end of the day, her and Arya are both on the same page where it's like they don't trust anyone that isn't family. And like John is very different in that regard, but she knows that I think she knows she can manipulate John if she wanted to. And B, she knows that because John's her family, he's never going to betray her.
Yeah, no, that's definitely very clear. But Sansa is like, I don't know, some of the stuff like when, so the other part was when Danny gave Gendry, he is now, what the hell is it? Lord of Storm's End.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But she just like looks over there. She's like, I know you're cooking something up. And like Dany was so proud of herself too. She like looks at Tyrion and she's like, oh, and you think that like you're clever. And you're like, I guess.
Like that wasn't that sweet of a move. Like
wasn't that smart. But like Sansa, yeah. what was Sansa thinking there? Was she just like, this is bullshit? Or was she like, I kind of know what you're doing?
She knows. I mean, she knows. I don't think Dany's as smart as she thinks she is. And I think it's just like a ploy to, you know, get people in her favor. But people, it's so transparent that people are just like, okay, like,
Who is the smartest character left?
It might be Sansa.
I think it might be Sansa. I really do. Because also the person that said that was Arya, and Arya's right about everything.
Yeah. So it might be Arya too. So it might be Sansa or Arya.
How about Gendry that throwing down a little proposal?
Oh God!
Oh, bro, poor bastard!
Son of a bitch!
What he's getting into?
Went way too fast with that.
No shot for that guy.
He's feeling pretty good. He's like looking for her. She's like gone. He's looking for her. He's in love with her. He wants a lady. I'm like, dude, this isn't gonna work.
Gets laid once and wants to put a ring on it. Like, good Lord, man.
Poor guy.
Must have been good.
It must have been all right.
Yep.
Must have been all right. So what'd you guys think? This was another big scene. So Arya and the Hound, and they're both on horseback and they're both got missions to do. I would assume
dog and a cat.
I would assume the two missions are very clear, unless maybe I'm missing it. The Hound has to kill the Mountain and Arya needs to kill Cersei, right?
Yep.
Okay. But
I might throw a wrench in that though. The way Jaime left Winterfell, I feel like Jaime's going to have the same plan as Arya.
So good question. Do you think Jaime is trying to kill Cersei?
I think he needs to, basically for him, I think Cersei is like an addiction. It's literally like a drug addiction to the point where it's like, he's done all these terrible things for her. And like, as he was saying that to Brienne, he's like, I have to go, that I have to like end this once and for all. And so I think he has to literally kill the addiction in order to move forward.
Do you think Arya would kill Jaime if she thinks that Jaime's like getting in her way? Because she might not be able to read like what he's really doing.
I think Arya's done in terms of big kills. I think she got hers, and I think this has to be Jaime. And I was thinking about it because like when this whole shit goes down, who's the one person she would let back in to the castle?
Jaime.
That's it. Nobody else.
Like a Trojan horse, Ryan.
That's literally.
Did you think for a second that Tyrion was going to get bow and arrowed?
There was a shot, and the reason I thought that, and it was like, this is me being kind of a dweeb. The shot of him looking down from the wall, he was like on a green screen, it was clearly green screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that wasn't like there was going to be like an effect that happened there.
Yeah, nothing.
And then nothing. So I was like,
Also, and obviously we're jumping all around here, but when Tyrion approaches and he is talking to them and they're like up super high up and he's speaking at a normal voice, is there any chance in hell that she could hear him?
Because sound cares. There's no ambient noise. There's no cars.
It's good acoustics right there. Good
acoustics right there.
It would have been the perfect opportunity to bust out that Shazam scene where it's like, I know you're yelling. I just have no idea what you're yelling to me right now.
Well, and then you have Dany. She's like two football fields back, like just standing there like, are they talking about me or should I come up? No, stay back.
You want me to? Okay.
Are they talking about me right now, you think? Or
but they have like that shot too, that back and forth where they're like, they're supposed to be like staring at each other. Like I can't see that far.
No chance. I know Davey eyeballs. If Davey eyeballs can't see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd be like, is Cersei even up there? I'd be like, I have no freaking clue. I was like, I see a couple bow and arrow guys, but that's
about it.
Giant crossbows that look very difficult to reload.
Not if you're Euron. Euron, you're pumping those out like a goddamn machine, like a Gatling gun.
This is an aside, but this is one of the things that pissed me off about The Walking Dead. Do you know how hard a crossbow is to reload? Like Daryl somehow has that like thing just loaded for bear like all the
Bronn
time.
Bronn made it look pretty easy.
It takes like 30 seconds to reload a crossbow.
The more you know.
Well, you know that thing in the front that looks like a it looks like that.
A vagina?
You have to step on that thing and like pull it up. Like it takes forever to load a crossbow.
Well,
just throwing that out there.
I mean, I don't know, but I thought there's a chance he was going to get got, but
yeah, I did
maybe
too.
As a master's, I believe him.
No, I don't doubt it. That's for sure. But
I was also a level 2 archery instructor for some time.
Oh, look at that. There you go.
Davey so Bullseyes.
Missandei was standing up there. She minded her own business. Didn't you think that Cersei was just going to like kick her off the top?
I thought she was going to push her.
I thought that's what definitely was going to happen. And then she's like, no, we're going to make it a little bit more gruesome. We're going to go mountain decap. And you're like, wow. There you go.
Decap.
So great she's job. Done. So there's no way Danny just go. Oh, the other thing I wanted to go back to was before Missandei got captured and before like Tyrion jumped into the water and everything. So Danny's going on the flyabout with the two dragons. The one dragon gets shot down. She like looks like she's going to go after Euron and then leaves. Like, why didn't that dragon shoot fire?
She's scared. I think that scared her.
You think?
I think so.
Shime?
With us? I was reading chat. I'm putting the blood on that one.
With our technical difficulties, I thought we just lost you all together.
Like, lost time.
Fuck, this would be normal.
I was reading something in chat. That's my bad.
Anything good?
Yeah, actually.
Go ahead.
First of all, Max says that as resident crossbow expert, Davey's right.
Davey's always right.
Yeah.
And the other person, somebody was commenting on our inability to talk to chat. So I wanted to respond with, we do talk to chat after we're done recapping.
We recap and then we pour through and we get some questions. So go ahead and fire up some good questions and then we'll try to respond
to some
good questions.
But hold on to them until we say like, all right, you know, because we might miss him.
And this guy is saying that we are jumping on the bandwagon of hating on the show.
Oh no, absolutely not.
I don't think that's the case at all.
Dude, I actually
very much loved this episode.
No, and I love the show. I think we just pick things apart, but that's because we love the show so much. I actually defended last week's episode and everybody hated last week's episode.
Yeah, I popped off on last week's episode.
I went into this episode thinking this is gonna be, and I said this out loud to a couple people, this is gonna be the worst episode of the season. Because you came off a high and then I heard Emilia Clarke was on like Kimmel or something. And she said like episode 5 is like the one you got to wait for. Like episode 5 is the best one of the season. So it's like, okay, cool. So like, what does that leave us with 4? She didn't mention anything about 4. So I thought this was going to be, and I thought I was right until about 45 minutes into this episode.
It was interesting. I thought it was interesting. Cause like they're like the dialogue between certain characters and like who was partnering off and like, they're trying to advance that part of the story.
Yeah.
But basically like who died? A dragon and Missandei. That was it.
Yeah.
Right? This whole episode. But the Missandei death was pretty crazy. And to do it right in front of Grey Worm, Big Worm, and Dany, for both of them to see that and just be like, and for Tyrion to be like, all right, this is over. Like I tried to help save thousands of people like who are definitely gonna die now.
So now do we just have to assume that like John's gonna have to kill Danny, or how does this end ultimately? Like, how is this gonna end?
I mean, Arya,
if she goes bananas,
or is that too much?
Too much Arya.
Because that means Arya would have to kill Cersei and her.
Yeah.
So I'm going Jaime kills Cersei and John kills Danny.
What if Sansa kills Danny?
She's not killing anybody.
Just saying she might show up
unless she poisons her. She's like, hey, how's your wine? Why don't you drink up and I'll tell you. Just drink up. Hey, Danny,
burger.
Come on. Cheers.
I feel like the fights we're going to have to see and like hope for, at least, I think we got to wait and see if Arya makes a play for Cersei. Mm-hmm. I think the Euron versus Jaime angle is really interesting. Former lover, current kind of lover, just more like sex toy. And then Clegane Bowl. I think that's the big one that I think like – it has to happen at this point. They have teased that on us so much that we just kind of...
Yeah, like, he's on a mission. And like the Hound survived, you know, the Battle of Winterfell for a reason. And he's on his way there. But I was really intrigued by... So the Hound and Arya are going together, as we mentioned. And the Hound says like, I don't plan on coming back. And Arya says, neither do I. Mm-hmm. Which I wonder, why would Arya not think she could get, like, she's such a good stealthy fighter.
Why I don't think she's not coming back to Winterfell. I think she's just going to go out in the world and be in the world and not come go where she wants.
But I feel like her family is so important to her. So why can't she go kill Cersei? And then she doesn't have to live in Winterfell, but wouldn't she want to go see Sansa again?
I just could be like the wording of it too. Like, I don't plan on coming back. Like, neither do I. Like, I'm going there knowing that this, I might not ever see this place again. You know,
I also think there's a possibility that Arya means it in just a different, yeah, more like Davy sense, where like, I think after this, she's not going to be Arya Stark of Winterfell anymore. I think there's an opportunity for her to do one of the things she's always wanted to do, which is explore the world and just be whoever she wants to be. Because she's able to take people's faces, or by being able to do that, she goes back to the Faceless Men and kind of almost fulfills her commitment to them for having trained her.
Yeah, I could see that.
Now, and then having even finished all of Arya Stark's duties,
I could see that, and like her maybe even training the next like assassin,
yeah,
or something like that.
Do you think Yara has a chance to take out Euron?
No. I mean, she has a chance, yes, but isn't she just staying back, like in case they like try to take over the spot?
I don't know. I feel like they're gonna show up somehow.
She could. They may need her because like their armies are pretty depleted, so they may need that. And I'll say it again. I say it every single week. Not sending a raven to Dardo Naharis and having him come help you is a waste.
Yeah,
especially when your army is like at maximum 120 unsullied. I tried to count when they were standing outside the castle, and it was six rows. I didn't count fast enough backwards. So I just assumed at most there was 10 people in that row. So that's 60 on each side of Danny. It's only 120 unsullied.
Well, and think about it too. Like that scene where Danny is standing on the ground and they're waiting at like the gates. Doesn't that remind you of whatever season it was? Was it Marine or wherever they were going?
Yeah, Yunkai. Yunkai.
Yeah. And they sent their champion out there, and Dario's just like,
just throws the knife at his horse.
He's like, you're dead. You're like, so super quick. And you're like, okay.
Yes.
So like fun. you could use that guy. Like, I don't get it. I feel like that's one of like kind of like,
and how they said, here. Did they say they were Dothraki left?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, yeah, when you watch Christ. The battle as so, cause Jorah is in that initial charge of the Dothraki. Yeah. Some of them come running back. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. All right, so if you had to update your power rankings for who is going to be on the throne at the end, the way it's shaping up, it's like Jon Snow versus the field, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think it will be him. I mean, but I think that's what they're angling for right now.
Yeah. I think they're really kind of pushing the idea that ultimately it's going to come down to someone who doesn't want this. Like, the best person for the job may be somebody who didn't want the throne. Like, you get somebody like Daenerys, whose sole purpose was to hunt the throne. You have Cersei, who wants nothing but to claim power forever. And then a guy like Jon, who technically has the best claim to the throne and doesn't want it and has never wanted it.
And so do we think that Cersei's definitely pregnant, like for reals?
100%.
The Meister kind of like with Meister?
Yeah.
Meister,
kind of gave it the nod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, there was a plus sign. So,
but I think it's actually Jaime's that she's playing it off as Euron's.
But isn't that prophecy that she would have kids and none of them would sit on the throne with a witch? Yeah. And didn't they say she would have four
or three? I think they said they'd have three.
She'd have three. So this one's not going to make it. Just not going to make it out.
I don't know.
Which is kind of grim, but like,
it's true. It's prophecy.
Science. Yeah.
who was the MVP of the episode, and who was the LVP of least valuable player?
Who are you going to first? You want me to?
Let's do MVP. Let's go. Or you want to do least first?
Yeah, my LVP of the episode is Daenerys Targaryen.
Agreed. Here's the one thing I would say, and this might sound like I'm complaining about the show, but I'm not. I like the show, but I think they're almost making it to the point. Like, I like when either a hero or a villain has sort of both sides to them, mm-hmm. you know, and you're like, ooh, like I can root for them. Like Jaime, like that's why Jaime Lannister is such a good character. Right. Cause you're like, shit, like he did a lot of bad stuff, but he also did a lot of good stuff. And now it's getting to the point where Danny's just like, I want to be queen. Cause I'm the queen. And then you're like, oh, for Christ's sake. And like, I think they're making you turn on her. Like they're kind of really like, what redeeming quality does she have right now?
None.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems like jealous and like petty and
Right.
You know, overmatched by like every, she's getting outsmarted by everyone she knows.
And she's like, John, like, don't tell like your sisters the truth. And he's like, for like, fuck's sake, you want me to what?
You know, why'd she say sister? Like, you know, they're my cousins, right? If this is true, you know, they're my cousins.
Yeah.
You know,
Sean.
Yeah. I'd say as much as I don't want to say Danny's the LVP, she really is. But if I had to give it to somebody else, I think I'd go with Brienne of Tarth.
Oof.
Yeah.
I think she, you know, she was like all excited because she turned Tormund wanted it. He wanted to get in her pants. She was like, ah, no. Tyrion made her feel bad. So she walked away, ended up boning Jaime, which was really awkward for us, and then starts weeping because he left.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's a bad look for a knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
It's such a hard lesson, you know, like you just. You fall in love too quick. The guy leaves. The
first person
leaves.
You have sex like, with is not always going to be the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. I'm sorry, folks.
We need a good scene of Gendry and Brienne like having a drink together, like next episode, just like complaining to each other.
And Podrick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Pod.
I was surprised that Tormund cried though. That might have been the drink. That might have been the drink.
He got into it a little bit. He was drinking out of that horn. He was doing pretty good. Who was the? Oh, one of the guys, Alexander in the chat says the LVP was Bran. Yeah, you could probably go Bran.
That's the season, though. That's the season, not the episode.
I'm all right with that choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, who's your MVP of the episode?
I think the MVP has to be Varys. For a guy that hasn't really done a ton the last couple seasons, like said a lot or actually done, he's been there, but he hasn't really done much. This episode, he really kind of came to the forefront and he made it absolutely clear to Tyrion that no matter what, he's going to do whatever is best for the people of the realm in regards to getting a person on the throne.
Mm-hmm. I thought Sansa was good. And I know we're upset with her for letting the cat out of the bag, but I thought she was good. Like her, when she was talking to the Hound about being like, well, if Ramsay and Littlefinger didn't happen, like I wouldn't be what I am now. And like, just the looks that she always gives Dany. And she's so cold and like, but smart. And so I thought it was a good episode for her.
My MVP of the episode is the Hound,
mm-hmm.
who saw what was going on and like, you know, they're all celebrating and whatever. And he's like, basically like, this is bullshit. Like I'm out of here. Like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Like enough. You know, I'm going to go do my thing again. I don't think he's ever really bought into this whole Seven Kingdoms, you know, Lord of the Realm, like, you know, King or Queen of the Realm bullshit. And he's just like, I'm just going to go kill my brother now.
I think he also had like a nice redeeming scene there with Sansa. Mm-hmm. He had that sitting at that table. Like you can see like he cares for both Sansa and Arya in a like very like fatherly way where he wants nothing but to just protect them. And he wants them to be okay and be strong. And like she said to him though, like if she had left with him in King's Landing all those years ago, she wouldn't be where she is. She'd still be this frightened little girl that can't protect herself.
Mm-hmm. Joey in the chat says that the MVP was Euron, which that just fucking kills me. It just kills me, but he did.
That's tough.
No.
He was taking out dragons and I just can't condone that. I can't. It's not right. But he was really good at that. Like he was put on this earth to take down dragons. So we have one dragon. So does the one remaining dragon make it through the series?
No. You said when she saw the ice dragon, like that was going to send her over the edge. Losing the last dragon, well, that's going to do it.
But I feel like if she's set over the edge without a dragon, what she can do is somewhat limited. Whereas if she's set over the edge with a dragon,
she's going to put damage on people if she is set over the edge with a dragon still.
Mm-hmm. Over under 1,000 deaths next episode.
Over.
Let's push the over on this one.
Yeah.
I'm a betting man. I'm pushing the over.
Yeah.
Anything else from this episode jump out to you guys? Anything else that we missed? He said, obviously he says goodbye to Sam and Gilly says goodbye.
That was the question I had. Do you see them again?
Yeah.
In episode 6, I think. Yes.
Yeah. I think episode 6, they do like the last like half hour of the episode. They just kind of like ping pong and like let you know where all the characters are.
Well, and I think too, Sam is like the Samwise Gamgee, basically. He's going to be the one writing the story at the end of this. He's the one to tell the tale.
Are you sure it's not Bran?
Yeah, Bran's sitting in a wheelchair. I don't even know if Bran knows how to write anymore. Too busy getting high all the time.
Like, he doesn't, the thing that trips me out about Bran, he doesn't even move. It's not even like he can't walk. Like, he doesn't move.
I know Corey pointed this out in the chat too. For the first time, we actually saw someone get behind Bran and push him away.
But you didn't see who it was.
No, we had no idea who it was, but somebody actually came up behind him and pushed him away.
Also, somebody in the chat said that I'm high. I'm not. This is just the lighting in this room. No, I'm serious. I mean, I would tell you if I was. I'm not.
Yeah.
I pass on grass, but
it could just be
it's the lighting.
Allergies and the lighting.
I was crying after the dragon died. I got poked in the eye like James Harden. What do you want from me?
Oh yeah, this is brutal. That happened to me last year. I had like blood vessels all popped in my eyes last week.
Yeah, Davey eyeballs.
You just Davey never eyeballs.
Know what's going to happen.
So I said it's fine, though.
What would you guys give this episode on a scale of 1 to 6?
4.5.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Hard 4.5.
I'm right there with
drag,
you.
Drag the first half hour, 40 minutes or so.
It kind of did, but like to me, it's still never... Like, it dragged for Game of Thrones. It didn't drag, like, for
other shows.
And, like, I'm still so interested because I'm like, I feel like at this point, there's such little time left in the show that every single conversation, it has like there's a reason for it, you know? Yeah. And like, you're just like, all right, well, how is this going to come back up? Yeah, it's kind of split on the chat. We got a 1 out of 6. We got a 3, a 4.5, a 3.5, a 6. So it's kind of all over the place.
If you average it out, it's a 4.5, then we're right.
Yeah. I think we are right for sure.
Well, yeah, we're always right.
We're
Den Thrones boys. It's kind of our job.
All right. What predictions besides Danny losing her mind for next week? What are we thinking? Oh, do we have an episode title yet, Shime, for this one?
Let me double check for you.
While he's checking, I'll say death. A lot of death.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assumption.
Grey Worm, I think, finally goes out. He'll do something somewhat.
Oh, he's going crazy. He's going to break rank, which is like probably something he's not supposed to do. Like, no, I mean, he's going to go, you know, when they're very organized and very disciplined. He's going to show a lack of discipline next episode and die.
There's still no episode title yet. So that's
your kind of
what would you call it then?
What would I name this episode?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question.
The final war. Because when Danny says we won the Great War, now it's time to win the final war.
Mm. Yeah, but that wasn't the final war yet.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just setting up for the final war.
Oh, I gotcha.
Setting it up.
Beginning
the final war.
Might be Arya, the beginning will of you the marry end. Me?
Oh God, that's another LVP candidate right there. By the way,
Gendry, yeah,
tough.
He had a rough episode.
Yeah,
he gets anointed Lord of Storm's End, and then immediately gets turned down for his wife.
Something with ghosts. Davey, do you have a title?
No, I was trying to think of one right now. It's something about like goodbyes or something like that. Because the whole thing is, you know, saying goodbye to.
Ooh,
you know,
that's a good one.
Ooh, yeah. What about? No, I like the Varys who said, "I worry about her state of mind." Something with like,
ooh, just state of mind.
State of mind.
Or New York state of mind.
And then JD
raps at it. No, but state of mind is not a bad one.
William Joel, right? That's a William Joel song.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Isn't it also a Nas song, New York state of mind, right?
Those Jay-Z.
Well, yeah. No,
We may never know.
Doesn't Nas have a New York state of mind?
We may never know.
That might have been why they had such a big rivalry.
Yeah, Nas has New York state of mind. It's on Illmatic. That's what I thought. Don't question my Nas knowledge.
Hey, Missandei, do you have any final words? Something like
that.
Are you final words or something like that? Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll effort that whenever we get it. Any questions in the YouTube chat?
Yeah, let's get some questions in the chat.
Just a reminder, next week and the week after, we will be doing YouTube live in the chat here. We can answer some questions. We'll also podcast this if you jumped in late, or you can just watch it back on the YouTube. It's very... very fan friendly here, so we enjoy that very much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, here's a title suggestion: to begin with goodbyes.
That's a good one. That's not me. Is another good one.
That's not me.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I noticed Ghost was very small. Ghost seemed very small.
Yeah, don't get Shime going on this.
I'm a wreck when it comes to Ghost, man. They just threw all this money into some dragon bullshit CGI budget, and you couldn't do anything for Ghost. The best part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would kill for Ghost, goddammit.
Clegane Bowl next episode. I would say so. That's another good prediction.
Definitely.
I would hope so.
If it doesn't, I'll be pissed.
Just recapping who died, it was just one of Danny's dragons and Missandei. That's it.
Yeah. And I think I think the Hound wins against the Mountain, honestly. I think he can beat him.
I think the Hound does too. The Mountain's just, he's got no range. He's just so stiff, you know?
Yeah. Very stiff. Doesn't have great eyesight either.
No, he can't see for shit in that helmet.
Yeah. You just especially get to the side, one step to the side, he can't see you, you know?
His eyes are redder than Davy's sweatshirt. Like
the color of this sweatshirt is cardinal. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's the official color.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ted thinks that Jaime's going to try to kill Cersei, and then he's going to get killed by the Mountain.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't think Jaime's making it out.
Jaime is probably not going to make it out, no.
Unfortunately.
And neither's Brienne. Like, you can't build up Brienne to this type of degree, I don't think, and then
never see her again. You know, she's chasing Jaime. She's not staying in Winterfell.
All right, what character would you bet the most money on right now that does survive the next two episodes?
Sansa.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it has to be Sansa because she's in Winterfell.
Mm-hmm. Sansa is it, well, hey,
Tormund. You
know,
Tormund's gonna come to Jon's rescue.
You think Tormund turn it around?
Yeah, I think Tormund, he'll take his people back to the north and be like, you know what? My boy Jon needs me. And they have the ultimate bromance, by the way, which I am very envious of. He's gonna come down, and Jon's like gonna be right about to die, and Tormund's gonna save his ass.
Well, Sean, you know, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. I mean, if a bromance is, you know, I believe, you know, you can get that someday. You can have that bromance with somebody.
I hope so, because like if I ever found some man to look at me the way Tormund looks at Jon and to put like booze in my face like that, I don't think I could be unhappy.
Let you drink out of his horn. And that's not a euphemism for anything.
Yeah.
No, I understand. You meant an actual.
I meant an actual horn. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he say that Jon weighs as much as two fleas having sex?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's a good one, Sam. Awesome Jacoby guy, 35. Apparently, awesome Jacoby guy's 1-34 was taken. Sam survives.
Yeah, Sam could survive. Yeah. I could see that happening for sure.
I don't mean to make fun of the screen name. That's just where we have fun.
Yeah, here. What's the matter with you?
Huh? We have fun.
You really spam the Sam, though. I think
we're going to get a dislike now because of that. Sorry.
Dave, you mentioned it. Now we're going to get like,
Son of a bitch.
God damn it, Dave.
That was pretty good, though. Thanks, everybody, for jumping aboard here and watching the old YouTube stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is it? 2 hours and like 40 minutes, essentially, left of Game of Thrones. That's kind of insane.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, it's so sad.
And we're going to have nothing to talk about.
Endgame's over. Game of Thrones will be over. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry for a week.
We got nothing.
We haven't even talked about Barry yet.
No, I know. Have you seen the last episode of Barry?
Not yet.
So not tonight's, obviously.
One before that. Yeah, I'm like three episodes behind.
So I think it was the last one. Bill Hader wrote it and directed it, and it's fucking insane. Like, awesome. It's insane. Like, wait, you'll be like, you're watching, you'll be like, is this for reals?
Oh, wait.
Like,
Arya's pregnant. Someone thinks Arya's pregnant. That'd be something.
Ooh. What about, could Brienne be pregnant?
Could be.
They're all pregnant. What if they're all pregnant?
It's like, what's it? It's like Tracy Morgan. Everybody's pregnant.
Everybody's pregnant.
Danny and Brienne and Arya. The only person not pregnant is Sansa. Feels bad.
There's a lot of sacks in this episode.
Yeah, is there a guy out there for Sansa that would make sense? Not really.
I thought Theon might have been that guy, but he kind of
hit
the bullet there. So I said this in episode two. I go, there's got to be something there. There's a little something there.
He doesn't have a penis.
Exactly. It works out perfect for her. She wears the pants. He can't really. It's not like he has a penis.
What about Gendry?
I know that he doesn't have a penis. No, but Gendry, you can't hook up with two sisters, can you?
That's tough.
That's you can't do that.
Could you though?
No, you couldn't.
You could.
I don't think you could. I mean, you can make whatever noise you want. I just don't think that. I don't think that you could.
I'm pretty sure you
can. Like, yeah, right. Sansa's not there. She's gonna be just a single. I mean, she could use a break, but
maybe she don't need no man.
What about Pod?
Pod the Rod.
The Rod.
Pod jumping in there on the chat. Thank you for that.
That's a great choice.
Yeah.
Mac said # pregnancy pact. wasn't that in fucking Gloucester?
She could marry Tyrion.
I just
back to Tyrion. Sure.
Did you just say that?
No.
No.
I thought you said, yeah.
Did we lose Sham again?
No, I'm here. I'm listening. I said no. What? I did see though one name in the chat. This is definitely an LVP. The Bovada odds makers for putting Littlefinger on their effing list, who he's clearly not coming back.
Oh, you know,
he's been dead the whole time. And I try to stay dead.
I try not to look too much at those numbers because I don't know if anything like leaked out or anything, and like I don't want the spoilers, but I couldn't help but notice, because I think somebody tweeted it out, that going into tonight's episode, the character that was most likely to die this episode was the Mountain. And that's kind of interesting. Missandei was probably like plus 3,000 or something insane. So like if you took Missandei, you would have won a ton of money.
Wow. I got to look into that for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look into that. Throw some money on it.
I wonder if they're going to give me the 1,000 people die in this episode over under, because I'm going to hammer that over.
Hit that over. I'm looking forward to that over. All right, dudes. I think that'll do it. Unless anybody's got any good questions. I wonder if Bronn will end up getting Highgarden. I say no.
I doubt it.
I say no as well.
No shot. I think he ends up dying. I think somebody.
Ooh, you think maybe he sacrifices himself to help Tyrion? Keep Tyrion alive? Because he's his buddy?
There's definitely some unfinished business there with Bronn and the Lannister boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'll figure something out. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Good episode. Good hang.
Thanks for hanging out, everybody.
Good stuff, everybody. Always a pleasure. Vahor Morghulis.
Valar Morghulis.
Your mom's a Horus. Got you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.